KVAK interviewed the high school seniors once again. We will be airing these interviews during the month of May.
Lori Prox here with Jonah Coates, and you're a senior. Are you prepared and ready for graduation?
I am ready, but not prepared.
All right. And following graduations, what are your plans?
I plan to attend Eastern Oregon University to become a physical therapist.
All right. Sounds like you've got a career path already.
Yeah, I guess you could say that.
Now, how did you decide physical therapy is the thing for me?
I really am interested in the human body and like helping people. And so I kind of combined those two and figured out a career I could pursue with that.
And what are some classes you've taken here that have kind of led you down the directions you've gone?
There's a new class. It's an ETT class. And you train how to take care of people who have been like introduced to trauma, I guess. And anatomy is another big one. And that's just really fascinated me with all that kind of stuff.
All right. And you're going out of state. Do you think you'll find yourself back in Alaska?
Maybe to visit, but I don't know that I'll live here again, which is too bad.
All right. And how about 5-10 years from now? What kind of person do you want to be? Where do you see yourself?
I hope to be a good person and a hardworking person who tries to help people. And I see myself working alongside people and helping them get over problems that they have with their body and, you know, that kind of stuff.
All right, you don't always see people at their best for physical therapy, but that's important, right?
Yeah, I'd say so. That's kind of the point of the job.
Any advice for young kids?
Don't stress about the little things. Pick a goal or have a goal in your mind and go towards that goal.
This is Ian Kavitak of KVK Radio with another senior under the spotlight. Do you want to introduce yourself?
My name is Michael Ledbetter.
All right, Michael, you're graduating high school here very soon, so how's it feel?
Feels good. I'm ready to go out on the real world and go to college and get ready with my life.
All right, so you said go to college, so where do you plan to go after you graduate?
I'm going to be going to the Prince William Sound College, get my associates out the way, and then I'm going to go start my job.
And what is your job?
I'm going to be joining the police force in Washington. I'll probably be a state trooper, going to be going to the academy there. And after that, I'll be finishing my bachelor's after I get set up.
Policing. What made you choose that?
My father was in the state patrol when he was young, then eventually joined the military. And I've always liked to follow him as a role model. So I thought that the police academy would be a good place to start.
Who would you say was your biggest influence here at VHS to help you graduate?
I would say the principal. He made sure that I had all the classes that I needed to get. He wanted to make sure that I had all the sports that I could join, get ready to be physically active, I guess.
Did you do any sports while you were attending here?
Yes, I did. I did football, and right now I'm doing track. I'll be running the actual 4x2, 400, and 800 at the first meet that we have.
And what of those extracurricular activities taught you?
They taught me never to give up, to always keep pushing forward, and whenever someone does get ahead of you, make sure you beat them at the end.
All right. Well, do you have any advice for the students in high school that want to graduate like you?
Never give up. Always keep striving for what you want. And because as soon as you let that go, then what are you going to do with your life?
Thanks to our sponsors of Senior Spotlight, Providence Valdez Medical Center, Prospector, Alyeska Pipeline, Petrostar, Napa, Harrison and Gravel, Haltman's Equipment, First National Bank, Copper Valley Telecom, Church of Nazarene, Valdez Senior Center, Valdez Native Tribe, Arts Design, and Arctic Chiropractic.